This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Local political activist and analyst Rick Sincere is live in studio. He's online at ricksincere.com, and he's with us to break down all the nuts and the bolts and the who's and the wherefores in tomorrow's big Republican primary. Rick, as Republicans go to the polls to choose a nominee, and I say Republicans, but anybody can vote. We'll talk about that in a minute, too. But first, let's start with the nuts and the bolts. When do the polls open, and is there any like last-minute precinct changes or anything like that that we need to know about?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I was just at the Office of Voter Registration and Elections. The chief election officers were there getting prepared for tomorrow, picking up their equipment. Polls open at 6 a.m., and they close at 7 p.m. We've got 13 hours of voting. People can vote anytime between those hours. An important thing to note for Charlottesville voters, if you vote in the Jefferson Park precinct, the polling place has moved from the Carter Family Life Center on Cherry Avenue to the Municipal Arts Building on Fifth Street.
Down by the food line.
Down by the food line. It's the Municipal Arts Building. There are signs up at the old polling place. Everybody should have received a new voter registration card with the address. Just keep a note of that. It's just that one precinct, Jefferson Park precinct, has a new polling place.
And is that a permanent change? Or just for this primary?
It's probably for these next two elections, this primary and the November election, then we may be moving somewhere else after that.
Okay. Rick Sincere is live in studio, and the phone lines are open, 977-1070. I invite you to join this conversation at any moment. And I'm curious, listeners, if you plan to vote tomorrow in the Republican primary, tell us who you plan to vote for and why. It's a chance to give a little free advertising to your candidate, 977-1070. So who can vote tomorrow? I mean, you don't have to sign a loyalty pledge or anything tomorrow. No, anybody can vote, right?
The primary is open to any registered voter in the 5th District, and we expect it will be a rather low turnout. In 5 years ago, when we had a dual primary in Virginia, there were both Democrats and Republicans were selecting candidates. In Charlottesville, there were only 17 people who voted absentee in the Republican primary. This year, we have received 50 applications for absentee ballots, and only 24 people have voted absentee in person. That's out of 27,000 registered voters.
Wow.
So
we
can gauge what the turnout will be on election day by the number of people who cast absentee votes.
So what ballpark percentage do you think of eligible voters you think we're going to be looking at?
I think we will probably have about a 4% turnout, which is around 1,400 voters. A good baseline would be the 2008 presidential primary, where about 800 Charlottesville voters voted in the Republican primary, even though at that point we already knew who the Republican nominee was going to be. So we know those are the diehard Republican voters. And we'll figure that given the number of candidates here who are trying to get their voters out, we'll probably almost double that. But the problem is, and I was one of those people who favored a convention over a primary back when the decision was made, This all falls on the taxpayers' shoulders. And even though in Charlottesville we're only spending about half as much on this election as we normally do due to a number of circumstances that I could talk about if you want, it looks like it'll be about $100 spent per voter in this primary, which is a lot.
That's a lot of money. Why is that? I mean, they already have the machines. They already have – and the people who man the precinct station, they're volunteers.
Well, they're not totally volunteers. We do pay our election officials, and we have to, there are all sorts of costs involved in any election in terms of, computer programming, printing ballots. It all adds up. Now, normally we spend about $30,000 to $33,000 on an election. Because we're testing new voter equipment software to get certification by the state, our election software manufacturer, Hardiner Civic, is picking up about half the cost of this election. So we're only actually spending about $15,000. I don't know what it's like in other jurisdictions in the 5th District, but if they also have that kind of low turnout, there's just not that much money in municipal and county budgets this year. that can be spent on an election like this. And it would be really nice if the Republican Party offered to reimburse localities for their costs in
this
election.
Haven't done so.
Not yet. They have that option.
And they haven't said anything.
As far as I know, there hasn't been any offer made.
Interesting. We're talking with Rick Sincere. He's online at ricksincere.com, and the phone lines are open for you, of course, at 977-1070. You're planning to vote in the primary tomorrow. Who are you going to vote for? Tell us why. Let me ask you about that whole idea of the primary, where people just go to the polls like a normal election day to choose this nominee, versus a convention where you have the party faithful assemble, and you have a series of votes, and they would choose a nominee behind closed doors. It's interesting that the folks who are deciding this, and tell us who that is, number one, picked a primary over a convention to choose a nominee.
Six of the seven candidates who are running in this primary preferred a convention, and the party officials that I knew at the time the decision was made were all in favor of a convention as well. It turned out that the unit committee chairs and the other people who sit on the 5th District Republican Committee voted, I think it was 19 to 13, in favor of a primary. Robert Hurt, the state senator from Chatham, was the only candidate who favored a primary over a convention, and it seems that he had some influence over the party officials as they made that vote. I think a convention is much better than a primary if only that at the end of the convention, you can come out more unified. Statistically, it's possible that the winner tomorrow will get 15% of the vote or less. And he or she will be going into the general election looking like 85% of Republicans don't like him. At a convention, you usually have a sort of runoff system in which you start off with seven candidates, but you have multiple ballots so that the winner at the end of the day has an actual majority of the vote.
Yeah, that's the power of a convention.
Yeah, and that makes the winner look much stronger going into the general election. I think even if the winner tomorrow has 25% of the vote, Tom Perriello in November in the campaign can just say, hey, look, even 75% of Republicans don't like this guy. So vote for me, because obviously my party is behind me and I do a better job. I think the primary in this case, as opposed to other circumstances, is going to end up weakening the Republican Party's candidate going into the general election campaign.
And it will certainly favor State Senator Robert Hurt over the other candidates.
He seems to have an advantage in this election in that his state Senate district covers about a fifth of the 5th district, if there are not too many fifths in there. So he's already a known quantity to a good plurality of the voters in the district.
Yeah, I mean, you go south of Charlottesville, that's Robert Hurt country. I mean, it's unbelievable how popular he is down there.
Yeah, I think now the population center of the district, however, is up here in Charlottesville and Albemarle.
Yeah, good point.
Which might give Ken Boyd something of an advantage. It might end up with Boyd and Hurt being the two people battling it out for the most votes, because they both have the largest constituencies among the seven candidates.
Interesting. We're talking with Rick Sincere about the big Republican primary tomorrow. Online, he's online at ricksincere.com, and the phone lines are open, 977-1070. Who are you going to vote for tomorrow? That is the question, 977-1070, if you're going to participate in the primary. John is on line one in Charlottesville. John, you going to vote tomorrow?
Yes, definitely, and I'm going to vote for Ken Boyd, and I feel very strongly about Ken. Ken is a pretty even personality. He stays loyal to his objectives, and he stays loyal, I think, to the objectives of Albemarle County. And he's just not a very excitable person. He doesn't promise a bunch of things. He doesn't, jump out there and yell and scream. Ken just stays on track. And if you're, and I know you are, familiar with what's happened in Albemarle County, you can look at how Ken has faced a lot of adversity, but yet he's come through pretty much with the goals and things that he's wanted in Albemarle County for the people of Albemarle County. So I think he's a strong candidate. He's the best pick tomorrow.
There you go. John, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. There you go. And let's go to Stephen. He is in Charlottesville. Stephen, you got a question for Rick?
Yeah, hi, Coy. Hi, Rick. This is Stephen from Charlottesville. I'm supporting Mike McFadden for Congress because he is endorsed by the Republican Liberty Caucus of Virginia, which is the libertarian wing of the Republican Party. And I feel that he best matches my philosophy concerning what I want the government to do, and therefore I think he would be the best person to go to Congress.
There you go. Do you have a question?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Let's try David. We're taking your calls about the Republican primary tomorrow. Who are you supporting and why? 977-1070. David is in Charlottesville. David, have you made up your mind yet?
Well, actually, I have not, but I really was just calling. Your guest had made the comment a few moments ago that this primary is costing roughly about $100 per vote, per voter, and that the Republican National or Republican Committee is not offered to pay for that. My question would be, when you had the Democrat primary, did they offer to pay for their share of the bill?
That's a good question.
I don't know of any specific instance of that, and I think it's up to each party to decide how they want to do that. I have to speak as a Republican that if we're the party that's in favor of lower taxes and lower spending, that we should put our money where our mouth is, literally.
David, thank you for the call, and we got a line open at 977-1070. Charles is in Albemarle County. Charles, go right ahead. Charles, you're on. Hello. Charles, turn down your radio and listen to me. Go right ahead.
That caller just stole my thunder. I want a historic perspective if anybody had coughed up money, and it sounds like both parties choose to keep their money in their coffers.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very fair. I don't like it when anybody does that. I mean, why should we have to pick up the bill for a party thing, choosing a nominee? I don't know.
I think in other states, political parties do have to pay for party primaries, even if they're administered by the government. But in Virginia, the government, the taxpayers pay for it.
Interesting. David, Charles, thank you for the call. We got a line open, 977-1070. If you're planning to vote in the Republican primary tomorrow, give us a call and let us know who you're voting for and why. Speaking of money, what's your read on the money that's been spent in this primary thus far?
I think a very small amount of money has been spent so far, and I think that is reflected in the polls that show something like 39 or 40% of voters are undecided. There's simply a low level of awareness both of the primary taking place and of who the candidates are. Some of us have been inundated with direct mail. I've probably been getting two or three pieces from Jim McKelvey every day for the past week, and just a small postcard from Feta Morton. I get emails from almost all of the candidates, and some of the candidates haven't even started running radio ads until today. Ken Boyd, for instance, which I think
the first one we're hearing is today.
I think Ken's ad is very good. It's sort of it presents what his philosophy is, and it's sort of a biographical information, and it's done in a very calm tone. The ads of Senator Hurt have been very similar to that. In contrast, Feta Morton's running an ad where she tries to fit everything into 30 seconds. I think she covers like 8 issues plus her biography, and she has an ungrammatical sentence, which is very unbecoming for a high school teacher. She says something along the lines of, "The unborn, they are a person too." Somebody should have edited that script before she took the microphone. Yeah. But it makes her sound very frantic, like she's trying to fit everything into 15 seconds or 30 seconds, and that's not a very effective ad. I think the Hurt ads and the Boyd ads are very good.
We're talking with Rick Sincere, local Republican activist, online at ricksincere.com, taking your calls about the Republican primary tomorrow, 977-1070. Don't wait. We got to leave in just a few minutes to make way for UVA baseball live at Davenport Field. Harold is in Fluvanna County. Harold, how you doing, my friend?
Yes, sir. Fine, thank you.
You go right ahead.
I'd like to express my vote for Robert Hurt. I've met him personally on several occasions. He's a good person. He's been a good for the state, and I think he's been an excellent candidate to run against Mr. Perriello and close defeat him.
There you go. Harold, thank you so much for sharing your opinion. Let me ask you, speaking of Robert Hurt, and we'll just leave with this because we're going to really have to get out of here for baseball, but a Hurt-Perriello race, assuming Hurt wins tomorrow. He is the favored. But assuming he wins, what's a Hurt-Perriello race look like?
I think it'll be very interesting because you've got a Republican candidate with extensive experience in a legislature versus a Democratic candidate who's been in the legislature for 2 years. They're going to be talking a lot about philosophy. Robert Hurt is going to hammer Tom Perriello on his votes on health care, cap and trade, the stimulus, all these things that make Tom Perriello a very poor fit for the conservative-leaning 5th District. And that's going to be, I think actually any of the Republican candidates will do that. There will be a lot of money poured into this race. This is a targeted race by both the Democratic and Republican national parties. This is, if you think that we're hearing lots of ads on the radio now, you know, this station's going to be rolling in money in November.
Rick Sincere, he's online at ricksincere.com. Thank you to the callers. And Rick, we'll talk to you again really soon.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.